Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 56 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jacob Lindsberg.
It's nothing that is dire. Nothing's going to close down. We're going to keep the health clinic open.
Moorhead State University President Dr. Jay Morgan says the campus health clinic will not be closed.
Eastern Kentucky University officials plan to freeze tuition.
The man accused of attacking Kentucky Senator Rand Paul pled not guilty today.
A Fairview High School official is suspended after an alleged drug overdose.
Moorhead native Laura White Brown has filed to run for mayor.
In sports, the Cardinals and Seahawks play in Thursday night football.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with lows around 28 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
The health clinic on the campus of Moorhead State University is not in any danger of closing. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan says while the clinic is one of many units being evaluated, discontinuing student health services was never a consideration. Morgan says when looking at ways to save student money, several different models were on the table.
You've seen some universities contract all of it out to local hospitals, clinics, providers. Some institutions keep everything in-house. We've looked at a variety of different models. Unfortunately, I think it maybe got misreported a little bit that it was closing, and never at any time have we ever even considered closing the health clinic.
Morgan says a small committee is working on long-term options for the clinic. He says the group is committed to keeping medical and mental health for students, but the dental program, which was once funded through a federal grant, may be discontinued.
Teachers and other public workers are still fighting against Governor Bevin's pension reform bill. The bill has received backlash because of proposed cuts to teacher and public workers' retirement. Representative Rocky Adkins speaks on his conversations with Kentucky teachers.
Superintendents and teachers tell me that we could have a mass exit of teachers who will retire if this bill would pass in the form that it's in, which could create a crisis within public education.
Adkins says he'd like to avoid that mass exit as they would have reduced retirement benefits under the proposed bill. The lawmaker is also confident that the current form of the bill does not have enough votes behind it to pass.
Eastern Kentucky University officials are planning to freeze tuition for next year to stimulate enrollment. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
The announcement was made by University President Michael Benson in a campus-wide email. According to the Lexington Herald Leader, Benson says the recent pattern of annual tuition hikes, with a range of 3% to 5%, are not sustainable. He plans to make the recommendations to the EKU Board of Regents at their regular meeting next week. This would mean raising the cost of housing and meal plans to 3%. The current total cost of tuition for the 2017 to 2018 school year is $22,000 for Kentucky residents and $32,000 for out-of-state students. For WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
The man accused of assaulting Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on his lawn is pleading not guilty. Rene Boucher is facing fourth-degree assault charges. Warren County Prosecutor Amy Milliken spoke with WKU Radio.
He pled not guilty, and a pretrial conference is set for November the 30th. And again, that's very common in Kentucky. Usually at arraignment, there is a plea of not guilty, and a pretrial conference is set.
Milliken says the charges against Boucher may be changed because of the severity of Paul's injuries. Paul has reportedly suffered 6 broken ribs.
An assistant principal at Fairview High School has been suspended without pay while the school investigates claims that he overdosed. Fairview Superintendent Michael Taylor tells WSAZ deputies from Lewis County contacted the school district after the assistant principal at Fairview High School overdosed. Taylor says no charges have been filed at this time against the assistant principal. The individual has been placed on a 10-day suspension while the investigation continues. According to Taylor, the assistant principal was revived by Narcan. Taylor says children were in the home when the overdose happened and they were removed.
Several people have been arrested in a Prestonsburg drug roundup. EKU News reports the Prestonsburg Police Department worked with Kentucky State Police to arrest 8 individuals by this morning. Here's Prestonsburg Lieutenant George Tussey.
In the early morning hours, the Prestonsburg Police Department, along with the Kentucky State Police, set out to do a roundup on some sealed indictments we got for drug interdictions here in town.
The bust came after a Floyd County grand jury issued 16 indictments, nearly all cases traced to defendants in Floyd County.
Four people have been arrested following a shooting in Winchester that left two 16-year-old girls dead. According to WKYT, 18-year-old Michaela Buford, 24-year-old Denzel Hill, 22-year-old Darren Skinner, and 18-year-old Ronnie Ellis were charged with complicity to murder. Kayla Holland and Adriana Castro were killed by gunfire outside an apartment complex on East Washington Street around 9 p.m. Tuesday. Mandy Asher is Holland's friend. She says they were close.
It's really hard to comprehend that she's gone because it doesn't seem real. She was always the type that would make you laugh when you just wanted to fall to your knees.
Both victims attended George Rogers Clark High School. Each suspect was given a $1 million cash bond. They're due back in court on November 15th.
The Fayette County Jail is hoping to get a new door and surveillance system, which could cost up to $3.5 million. According to WKYT, the 17-year-old system in use now is lacking basic technological improvements and is malfunctioning, which could be dangerous for officers during emergencies. Sergeant Matt Lemons wants to add more than 200 additional cameras, which is beneficial as the number of inmates increases.
Before it becomes a bigger issue, before more people join in. And it's that response time of getting more staff in there that really helps cut down the serious assaults that we have at this facility.
The council will discuss giving the okay to the $3.5 million jail improvement plan at its next meeting on Tuesday.
A family has expressed their forgiveness for the man who murdered their son in an emotional court scene Tuesday. Trey Welford pled guilty last month to the April 2015 murder of 22-year-old Salahuddin Jitmood, a pizza delivery driver. Jitmood's father, Dr. Sumbat Jitmood, expressed forgiveness for Welford on behalf of his son. Welford's mother attended the sentencing and spoke of her condolences to Jitmood's family.
I am deeply sorry for your loss. And I thank you so much for comforting me and my family.
Relaford was sentenced to 31 years in prison.
Calling it a long-time goal of hers, a Moorhead native says she'll challenge incumbent Mayor Jim Tom Trent in next year's election. 28-year-old Laura White Brown says she wants to make a difference, specifically by finding ways to attract more young residents to the city and then keep them there.
So maybe improve neighborhoods, put sidewalks and playgrounds in neighborhoods for people that have young kids, add things like that. If we had some type of health and wellness area outside of the recreation we have, so maybe a walking trail, running trail, biking trail type of thing that would circulate throughout the city that would bring people in.
Brown would also like a way to further enhance Moorhead's downtown. White, who spent 7 years in the UK Extension Office in Moorhead, is currently the Export Logistics Coordinator for Harold White Lumber.
We'll have more of your region's headlines after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Moorhead State University, hosting an open house from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, November 13th at 149 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Innovation Launchpad offers office space, technical assistance, on-site counseling, and business development services to new and existing small businesses. Refreshments offered, and the public is invited to the Innovation Launchpad's open house from 5 to 7 p.m. on Monday, November 13th. More information at moorheadstate.edu/innovation.
In a couple of months, after an old rundown factory is demolished in the city's downtown, those in Vanceburg face the question of what next to do with the property. Work will begin soon to remove the former L.V. Marks shoe plant on Rowley Street. Mayor Matt Ginn says officials are in the final stages of taking ideas about what should be built on the site once it becomes vacant.
It's getting closer to the cutoff date. We know that People Self-Help Housing is interested in the property and putting back housing, determining what kind of housing they put in there and nothing else, and then actually advertising out for anything else. It's just got to be, property's got to be used to advantages of the community, some kind of outreach. outreach or something else like that.
To further upgrade that part of his city, Ginn would like to also find some money to replace an old walking bridge that had been located near the factory. It led to Vanceburg's boat docks and recreation park.
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is advising motorists of some work being done on Interstate 64 in Bath County. Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says contractors are patching concrete and doing some painting underneath two I-64 bridges over Slate Creek at mile markers 118 and 120.
People should just watch out for some shoulder closures as well as some lane closures on one of the bridges. But there's always a possibility that there will be a lane closed through there. We just ask people to be careful and take it slow through those areas while the guys are working out there. It should take just a couple of weeks, so it shouldn't be too inconvenient for people.
Blair says the weather could change the timeline for finishing the projects. He adds there will not be any lane closures on the two bridges the week of Thanksgiving, November 22nd through the 26th.
The Wolf County School District is closed due to illness. According to WYMT, Superintendent Kenny Bell made the decision after a considerable number of students showed up sick earlier in the week. He says all schools in the district will be closed for the rest of this week.
Last school week, we started getting sick and noticing a lot of kids going home throughout the day throwing up and having temperatures and viruses, and our attendance got bad last week, and I thought maybe the weekend would help clear it out, and it did somewhat, but this week it started back again and getting a little bit worse.
Health officials from a clinic in Perry County recommended that parents teach their children the basics of preventing illnesses from spreading.
As cold weather settles into the foothills, a group in central Kentucky is helping families afford their heating bills. WKYT reports this week marks the start of the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The one-time benefit for people struggling to pay their energy bills is administered by the Community Action Council of Lexington. Councilmember Cameron Minter says last winter they distributed about $400,000 to 3,400 families. He expects to see even more applicants this winter thanks to projected lower temperatures.
Every year when the LIHEAP program starts, our lobbies are full. And it's just a way of us providing more customer service by allowing you to set a time and a day where you are, you know, allowed to come in.
Minter says the applications require proof of Social Security numbers for each member living in the household, along with birth dates, proof of income, the most recent heating bill, and a photo ID of the applicant. All applications are due by December 15th. The council has offices in Lexington, Paris, Carlisle, and Cynthiana. Applicants can call or schedule an appointment online at commaction.org.
The Dueling Barrels Brewing and Distilling Company is getting closer to opening in Pikeville. The facility is nearly 2 years in the making, and officials tell WYMT they are in the final stages of construction. Construction Superintendent Eric Stafford says he hopes to complete the work by the new year, but they've encountered challenges along the way.
We have installed our big window wall. It's scheduled to be finished this Wednesday. Well, the next weeks and months, I'll finish up my sidewalk. The front will be finished. We'll start doing some landscaping.
Once Stafford's crew is finished, officials with Precision Mechanical Incorporated will begin installing distilling equipment. The distillery will use copper stills to make bourbon, moonshine, and beer. City officials in Pikeville hope the new distillery will provide a boost in tourism.
We have...
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area tonight, mostly clear, with a low around 28 degrees. On Friday, sunny, with a high near 38. Friday night, mostly clear and lows around 23. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49 degrees. And on Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36. In Ashland right now, it's 58 degrees. In Winchester, 56. Inez, 55. Flemingsburg, 55. Lexington, 56. And here in Moorhead, on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 56 degrees.
On our feature segment today, Moorhead police cruisers will line up outside Walmart and Kroger tomorrow to accept food donations for kids in need. WMKY's Jacob Lindbergh has the story.
This year's Cram the Cruiser event benefits the Helping Hands Food Bank and their food-filled backpack program.
So So they'll put them in backpacks on Fridays. They'll pick them up. The kids pick them up on Fridays and then bring them back on Monday.
That's Moorhead Police Captain Kyle Callahan.
We want to fill our cruisers up with non-perishable foods. That food that we get donated to us is going to be turned over to Helping Hands. And what they do is they help feed kids, you know, in the schools that need to, you know, that may not be getting the proper nutrition or proper food on the weekends.
Acceptable food items include canned vegetables, fruits, soups, dry snacks, and anything with a long shelf life.
Just anything that, you know, kids would eat. If they're anything like my kids, they're really picky.
Callahan says the donations will go to over 50 students at Rodburn Elementary, but the number of kids who need that help is likely higher.
I mean, when you get into school, you know, bullying and peer pressure is hard, and a lot of people are embarrassed to ask for help. And so, you know, we're talking 55 students. You know, the number is probably higher.
Callahan says it is especially younger kids who have a hard time seeking assistance.
A person at the schools will need to find out, especially when they're younger. You know, as they get older, of course, they can come and ask for help. But so, you know, some, it's hard for them to ask.
The cruisers will accept food outside the Moorhead Walmart and Kroger tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 7 p.m. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.
It's 4:46 and 56 degrees in Moorhead. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers. I'm here with Jacob Lindberg, and we're so glad that you've joined us on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Braxton Howard has sports after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. Braxton Howard tonight in the NFL. Two NFC rivals collide. WMKY's Tilden Johnson reports.
A game behind the first place LA Rams, the 5-3 Seattle Seahawks traveled to Arizona to face off with the 4-4 Cardinals. The last time these two teams met was Christmas Eve of 2016, when the Seahawks won 34-31. Since coach Bruce Arians took over in Arizona in 2013, the Cards are 0-3-1 against the Seahawks at home. Seattle could be without two key members of its secondary tonight. Both Richard Sherman and Earl Thomas are dealing with injuries. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
One note from the NFL, the emergency injunction request by the NFL Players Association on behalf of Dallas Cowboy running back Ezekiel Elliott was denied by the Second Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals on Thursday, according to ESPN. The ruling means that Elliott's six-game suspension is now back on. At 3-6 for the season, the Moorhead State football team is looking for a strong finish to an otherwise disappointing 2017 campaign. The Eagles will visit Marist Saturday before wrapping up the season a week later by hosting Davidson. Senior offensive lineman Willie Curry says, coming back from their off week, he and his teammates are rested, recharged, and ready to get after it.
With the bye week, it let us focus on technique and just overall getting treatment and hopefully just getting back to playing championship football. So with the bye week, It was good for us, and I think it'll show up in the next game.
Like MSU, Marist is 3-6 overall, 2-4 in the PFL. Round 2 of Kentucky's high school football playoffs is tomorrow night. Defending Class 4A champions Johnson Central head north to play Scott. After a couple of losses late in the regular season, Central coach Jim Matney hopes his Golden Eagles are getting things back on track.
I think we're playing all right. We just had a rash of injuries late. And, you know, for us, it's probably a matter of, you know, trying to get our players healed up than anything.
In other playoff contests, Paintsville hosts Bracken, Raceland visits Paris, Powell entertains Casey County, Ashland Blazer is at home against Bourbon, and Montgomery visits Doss. The Morehead State basketball team tips off the 2017-18 season tomorrow at 7 up in Cincinnati against Xavier. Sophomore guard Jordan Walker says, with four starters returning from last year's Elite Eight squad, the number 17 Musketeers will be a tough opener for MSU.
Yeah, it's going to be a real big challenge. It's going to challenge us to see how we are mentally and physically. Yeah, we got to be more mentally tough than to be physical, because it's a game where we going as an underdog, so we got to be tough.
After tomorrow's game against Xavier, MSU will visit Lipscomb on Sunday. The Morehead State women's basketball team opens the season on Saturday at home as it hosts Sacramento State as part of the Matthew Mitchell Classic. With MSU winning 21 games last season, redshirt junior point guard Darian Seward likes how things have come together for the Eagles during preseason practices.
With new people and some people returning, I think we just created a nice chemistry. Sometimes it's kind of hard to gel with new people coming in, but I think our chemistry has gotten a lot better this year. So, and then adding a lot more talent. So,
Saturday's game at Johnson Arena starts at 6 p.m. Kentucky basketball coach John Calipari will put his rebuilt Wildcats on display for their first regular season game tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock at Rupp Arena. UK will entertain Utah Valley. After three exhibition games, sophomore forward Winion Gabriel says the young Cats have made a lot of important progress.
I think we've been starting to move the ball a little more and just starting to get our chemistry together more. And I think that's the biggest thing that's been starting with right there. So our defense still has a long way to go, but we've been improving there as well. You know, in practice, we spend a lot of time on that.
The Cats will also be at Rupp Arena on Sunday at 3:30 to host Vermont. Calipari also gave an update today on injured freshman Jared Vanderbilt. The five-star power forward will begin practicing for the first time at the end of this month. Vanderbilt has been sidelined all preseason with a left foot injury that was initially expected to keep him out until January. A new federal indictment released by the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York against Adidas executive Jim Gatto suggests that former Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino was aware of a scheme to pay Cardinals recruit Brian Bowen and even participated in the plan. But Pitino's attorney says reports that the coach was involved are fake news. Kentucky News Network's Will Clark has more.
It's just like the headline you see today. Headline says, the indictment says Pitino was aware of this. That's not true. That's a false headline. That is fake news. It's a lie. And we're going to do something about that.
Attorney Steve Pence says the claims are being made by Christian Dawkins alone, and there's no evidence to back them up, and that Pitino will be cleared in the end. He also made mention of Pitino's contract.
He has a very solid contract, and he had one through 2026. The university chose to ignore it. You have contracts so they can be enforced, and we intend to enforce the contract.
I'm Will Clark.
Several local high schoolers have signed letters of intent at their respective colleges this week. Ashland Blazer point guard Mikasa Robinson, who is ranked as the eighth best guard in the 2018 class, has signed with the University of Louisville's women's basketball team. East Carter pitcher Montana Fouts, the third-ranked pitcher in the 2018 class and two-time Kentucky Gatorade Player of the Year, signed with the University of Alabama. And Greenup County shortstop Gage Hughes, who is ranked as the second-best shortstop in the state of Kentucky, signed his LOI with the University of Cincinnati. Hughes is also just 169 points away from becoming Greenup County's all-time leading scorer on the hardwood, scoring well over 2,000 points in his basketball career. Finally, in sports, more layoffs are coming at ESPN. Sports Illustrated is reporting that after Thanksgiving, the network will fire 100 employees, with producers and on-air personalities for SportsCenter expected to be hit the hardest. ESPN has laid off nearly 500 employees since October of 2015. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Volleyball will host Austin Peay at 2 p.m. on Saturday, and women's basketball opens their season hosting Sacramento State at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. equities fell and pulled back from record highs that were hit yesterday. This on worries that a corporate tax cut could be delayed. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 101.42 at 23,461.94, although That loss was well off of earlier lows. The S&P 500 was down 9.76 at 2584.62, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 39.06 at 6750.05. A proposed plan by Senate Republicans would push slashing the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20% until 2019, and the move contrasts with a bill working its way through the House, and the proposed Senate measure would also alter the individual tax system. The Russell 2000, which tracks small-cap stocks, fell nearly a half a percent. Companies in the Russell 2000 have more to gain from an immediate domestic tax cut, since they are more likely to be U.S.-based and not sprawling global entities. After the bell, both Disney and NVIDIA released earnings, and it was a mixed bag as such, because Disney did miss on earnings, or Disney actually missed on earnings expectations, and the stock paid the price for that, as it was down 3% in after-hours trading. NVIDIA, on the other hand, beat on earnings expectations, and the stock was up less than 1% after hours. Overseas markets were weak, with the Stock 600 in Europe down 1.1%, and in the Far East, the Nikkei index was down 0.2%, but the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong did manage a gain of 0.8%. Among Dow industrial stocks, your best performers were Disney and Travelers. Obviously, Disney was strong before the earnings report after the close. Your worst performers in the Dow industrials were McDonald's and United Technologies. And in the S&P 500, the best performers were Coty and Macy's. And the worst performers were TransDigm and Johnson Controls. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global down 10 cents at 65.13, CSX up $1.26 at 50.23, AEP up 58 cents at 75.48, AK Steel down 3 cents at 4.18, Marathon Petroleum down $1.55 at 61.67, and Kroger was up 10 cents to finish at 21.95. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop, a community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Taking one final look at your weather forecast tonight, mostly clear with a low around 28 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 38. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and a low around 23. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 49. Saturday night, partly cloudy and a low around 36. And on Sunday, a 20% chance of showers after around 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 53 degrees. In Ashland right now, it's 58, in Winchester 56, Inez 55, Flemingsburg 55, in Lexington it's 56 degrees, and here in Moorhead on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 56 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, Eat Gallery in downtown Maysville will host an open house from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, November 10th, featuring live music by Harry Pettigot. New custom-made jewelry designs will be on display and free refreshments. The event is open to the public.
The Moorhead Art Guild presents the 35th annual Moorhead Art Guild Show, noon to 3 p.m. this Saturday at the Carl Perkins Community Center. Artist registration is 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday and 8 to 10 a.m. on Saturday. Fine art, textile, photography, 3D, and folk art will be on display. Prizes awarded for Best of Show. The public is invited from noon to 3 p.m. this Saturday. Admission is free and artwork may be purchased.
That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Sam Burton, Sean Delaney, Kenzie Thompson, Logan Pemberton, Arlo Barnett, Kyle Blankenbuehler, Ellen Barnett, and Braxton Howard. WUKY's Josh James chipped in, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.